From baseball to football now, and NFL players stepping into a new reality this weekend. It's the first slate of games since the league announced it's going to get a lot tougher punishing players for dangerous and flagrant hits. That means more fines and suspensions for those who break the rules. Does it also mean that football, a game historically defined by violent contact, will become a different kind of game this Sunday? NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
No, says Ray Anderson, the game will not fundamentally change.
People should not overreact and think that the physicality of football is being compromised. That's simply not true.
Ray Anderson is the NFL's executive vice president of football operations. He's been the man at the center of the storm after several vicious-looking hits during games last weekend. Anderson was the first to indicate the NFL might ratchet up punishment for dangerous hits to defenseless players. The NFL did, and Anderson says the intense reaction to the crackdown, that the NFL will become a powder puff league, is ridiculous.
This doesn't mean the big hits are going out of the game, but hopefully the games will also be absent. Guys laying on the turf getting carted off because they've been hit in the head and neck area against our rules.
In locker rooms around the league this week, many a player said he agreed. Safety's an important issue. But the statements of support often sounded canned, a quick throwaway line before revealing players' concern and confusion about the new policy. Lawyer Malloy, a defensive back for the Seattle Seahawks, has been in the league 15 years.
When I came into the league, you really didn't have to worry about, you know, the way you hit. And I'm proud that I came in that era.
Malloy knows it's a different era now. The league has been sensitized to head injuries in the last couple of years. But suddenly, with this week's announcement, Malloy, a four-time Pro Bowl player, is wondering how to play a game he has mastered over the past decade and a half.
You know, going into a game, am I thinking about it? I'd be lying and say that I wasn't, you know. And how do I tackle this guy? You know, can I have the woo hits like, you know, Ryan Lott used to talk about? They're really taking that out of the game, and it's a shame.
The woo hits were what Hall of Fame defensive back Ronnie Lott called the violent hits that made the entire stadium go woo. But Malloy and others are wondering as much about the tackles that don't make the highlight reel, the run-of-the-mill that now could lead to a suspension. Let's say a defender, adhering to the rules, aims to hit a wide receiver below the head-neck area, but at the last instant, the receiver lowers his head instinctively to protect himself and thus creates a helmet-to-helmet hit. Will the defender be punished? The NFL's Ray Anderson.
If he catches the ball and then has the opportunity to protect himself, then he is no longer deemed a defenseless player.
So, no penalty. Anderson says it will be a thorough, robust, and fair process to determine hits that are worthy of suspension. He says NFL players are smart and can adapt. Defensive players in particular have done it in recent years as the league has moved to protect the quarterback more and more. Lawyer Malloy's head coach, Pete Carroll, often sees proof that players get it.
And I've noticed in our team in particular, we've had a number of hits on quarterbacks and hits on the sidelines where our guys have been very attentive to not make that last little shot on a guy. They're doing a good job, better than I would have thought, better than we've coached them up. You know, their awareness is there.
But will old habits die hard? Lawyer Malloy said this week he tries to do the best he can to play by the rules. But he adds he's going to stay true to who he is, that collisions are going to happen, and he's not going to worry about things he can't control. Others are more defiant. Miami Dolphins linebacker Channing Crowder was quoted this week as saying, "If I get a chance to knock somebody out, I'm going to knock them out and take what they give me. They give me a helmet, I'm going to use it." Tom Goldman, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.